If we learn like this, what's going to be dogim if you have fish she'olu b'karo? You have fish that you cook now, roast now in a flesh thick pot. So what's the locha? Does it become flesh thick or not? Rashi says, Rashi dogim she'olu b'karo, Rashi says, min ha'tli, k'shoi roischim roist notech ha'karo, shoch le'babosa. After you got finished roasting your fish, you put it into a flesh thick pot. That's called dogim shol bekara. So Rav Omer also lochlo makuta. You're not allowed to eat this fish anymore with milk, since it got a tam of meat inside. You can't eat it with milk. Ushmulama mut lochlo makuta. No, you're allowed to eat this fish with milk. That's the machlokes. Rav Omer also why noisein tamu lemaisa, since you put the fish in a flesh thick pot, so the tam of the meat goes into the fish, so you can't eat it now with milk. Ushmulama shmul says no muta. You're allowed to eat this fish with milk. Why? Noisein tam ba noisein tamu. It's called nat ba nat. It's noisein tam ba noisein tam. Rashi says noisein tam is namu. In ho yim avusholim basa mamish. If you would have first cooked up the fish with the meat, ho you also lech them, because then avad the fish would be yos to eat with milk. In ami yos noidishmo, the yos lech them cholav vaseach bekara. The noisein tam rishon, avadi can't put hot milk into this pot, because tam rishon is kabosa gomer. Avli akarizu hi atzma ein kabosa. Here, this pot itself doesn't really have any meat inside it. Eli adei noisein tam. It's only tam went into the pot, and that's not called like bosa. That's called a nat panat. What happened here? You had a flesh thick pot, but there's no real meat in the pot right now itself. There's only flesh thick. They have tam meat, and now you took this fish that you roasted it before and put it on top of the pot. So true, the tam of the meat now goes into the fish. But that's called the noisein tam, ba noisein tam. Like first the tam of the meat went into the pot. That's one noisein tam. Now that tam goes into the fish. And really the fish itself you let eat right now. It's called nat ba nat atera. So that's like mutter. It's like the tam meat goes out here completely and you even allowed to eat it with milk. That's the swore of nat ba nat. Yeah. The other one says, for hold the Rav, that the Rav says it's also Lab the Fair. We didn't hear it clearly, Lab the Fair Rashi. It's an Ella McClellan from a proof, from something else, Itna. What was the story with the Rav the Glory of Rav Simi Bachia? Rav went to visit Rav Simi Bachia, Bab Ray, his son, Chosh Beinav, he had a little eyeache, Ovdulay Shaifa, so he made some type of a safety, butter. He had made some safe to put on his eye. Or Rashi says, Shaifa says, Meshich Misamonim Yeh Bin Chara. Vosach, afterwards, Romilei Bishula Begavo. Afterwards, he put some cooking inside there. Rashi says, Biyoise Kara. Later, he cooked something up in that pot. Yeah. Toyim Lei Tam B'Shaifa, and he tasted that pot, the food in that pot, and it tasted like the saft that he used for his eye. Almost, he said, listen, Yoivatai, like he asked the question, Yoivatai Mekuli, aye, does he give off taste so much? Like first he made the seif in a pot. And later when he cooked up his food there, he tasted the seif in the food. So he wondered, does it give off taste so much? So we might as well to say, from this we have a proof that he holds not but not is also. You see, the second time that comes out is also called like really the seif, the medicine is still there. The more says the Vallahi, it's not true, it's not what he meant to say. Shani Hotham Dinofish Murovatfe could be there with just a very bitter medicine. That's what he meant to say. That this bitterness is still here. But it could be in our case where you first cooked that meat in one pot and you cleaned out the pot. You only have tam in it. And now you put fish in it, maybe that tam that goes into the fish is not that strong, and therefore it's not called fleshix anymore. You'd be allowed to eat it with milk. This is Rebbe Loza, Hevi Koyim Kaim with Rosh Shmuel. Rebbe Loza was once standing, or maybe serving, Mashmuel. What happened was, Aisil Kaim, they were bringing in front of Mashmuel to eat, Dogim, this fish, Sholo Bakara, that was put onto a pot, that there was once cooked flesh, we had meat once cooked in that pot. Then Mekoko Bakutach, and Rebbe Loza saw the way Mashmuel was eating this fish now with milk. Then Yoiv Lei, so Mashmuel gave some to Rebbe Loza, Leyochur, Blaz did not want to eat from it. Omalei, so Mashmuel said to him, Lerabach means to Rab, to your Rebbe. Your Rebbe once gave him to eat, Leyochur, and he ate from it. Leyat Leyachal, you don't want to eat from it, like why not? Leyochur, Sarachah should be, not Fanat should be Mutter. The Meister was, he still did not eat from it. But later, Reb Lezer now also lekayim with Rav. He went in front of his Rebbe Rav. Omelein said to his Rebbe, said to Rav, Hoda beima mishmaita, did you retract from your halacha? Is it true what they're saying? That you hold nice and tam, but nice and tam is muta? So Rav came back and said, no, Omelein, chasle lezara da'abo bar'avo, deris filei midi, filei sviro, filei srili. This to say that Maisa never happened, and the Chanam and the Chorad did not retract. Rashi says, Lisle midid le srile lohoyed vomil, never happened, Zachadar, it never really retracted. So the Chanam, Rav Taka still holds that it was also. The Maisa says, though, Rav Hunav Rav Chia Barashi, have the Yas within one sitting, Chad Bahai Gisa de Marva on this side of the river, the Surya, the Chad Bahai Gisa de Marva on the other side of the river. Lamar Isle Dogim Shola Bakara, one side they gave him to eat this fish that came up on a pot that was once used for fleshiks, and Vyoko Bakutrach, the Yevataka with milk, they held Nosen Tam, but Nosen Tam is Mutta. Lamar Isle Tainim, the other ones they gave him Tainim Banovim, they gave him some figs and grapes, Patecha stood in the middle of the meal, Vyoko the Yet from the Vlay Berach, didn't make a Barach, didn't make a Barach Priyates. So Mar Omer Lechaber once said to his Chaber, Yasmei Ovid Rabbah Hochi, like Yasmei to say, like, how can you do it that way? Did your Rebbe Paschal that way? That they held he was doing the wrong thing? Either you shouldn't eat that fish, or else you have to make a bracha on a bor prince in the middle of the meal. And Omar Omer Lechaber, the other one said to their Chaberim, Yasmei, like you say me, not ask anybody, Ovid Rabbah Hochi, is it true that your Rebbe do like this? There is what? So it's like this. Now, Omer Lechavre, and one answered back and said, no. No, Kishmul Srili. I hold like Shmuel that holds nice in time, but nice in time is mutter. And therefore, you're allowed to eat this fish with milk. Well, now, Omer Lechavre, and no, we did not make a bracha rishon, a bracha creates in the middle of the meal, is Krebichia Srili. We hold like Krebichia. The Torah learned like this, Krebichia, pas, preteris, komini, maichol, that bread, pot is all food. Anything eaten in the middle of a sudi, you don't have to make a bracha, not a bracha rishayna. And yayin, wine, poeta kol mashkin, to make a bracha. Often you have wine and other drinks in mind, you don't have to make another bracha. That's what each one did, the way he acted. Now the Gemara says, what's the maskon? Omer chizki, chizki says, mishum abayim, name of abaya. Hiruka says, what's the maskon? What's the locha? That dog, yimisholu bekaram. Fish, again, that was roasted. And now it's hot, even though you put it on top of a flesh, the kapat. Mut lech lamakutach. We're allowed to eat this fish now with milk. It's called nat ba nat. It's only a nice and tam that came, the tam of the meat went into the pot. That tam comes out of the pot and goes into the fish. And it's still mut to eat the fish the way it is right now. Therefore, the tam inside the meat is like bottom. And therefore, we're allowed to eat that fish. The tam of the is bottom the fish. And therefore, we're allowed to eat this fish now, even with milk. That's called mut lech lamakutach. But what about snowing? Let's say you have a sharp radish. Shechotcho besaken, that you cut the radish with a knife. Shechotcho babosa, that you once cut meat with this knife. So locher is also lochla makutach. You're not allowed to eat now this radish with milk. And the Moshe says, why? Behind the meat it's known only by a radish. Because the swari is the agav chufei bola. Since it's very sharp, so therefore it takes up any little bit of time that's in the knife. And therefore the time of the meat that once went into the knife comes out now into the radish. It comes out very sharp. And therefore, this is takos teeth even with milchiks. Like Tosfos speaks out that yesh li zoy shalachtach shumin trishim betzolah mesakin chalevis. You have to be careful not to cut now onions with a milchik a knife and then eat it with fleshiks. Because if you cut something sharp, it takes out the time of the knife and it remains fleshiks or milchiks, whatever you cut it with. All right, we'll stop here.